Just one halakha in the Amidah. If a person is in his silent Amidah, in his Tefillat Lachash, and the Hazan begins the Hazara and gets to Nakdishach, and the fellow is still in his Lachash, let's say in the middle of the Lachash Amidah, where he cannot interrupt with Nakdishach and all the other Pesukim of Kedushah. For example, he's anywhere from the beginning of the Amidah until the first Yehul Rason Imrefi. So the question is, what is he supposed to do? Do we say, since he can't answer anyway Nakdishach, so it's better for him to continue praying the Amidah and pay no attention to the Nakdishach? Or do we say it might be better for him to be silent and at least listen to the Nakdishach that's being said by the Hazan? Hakam Avadya answers this question in Halichot Olam and writes that it really depends. And what does this depend on? It depends on the Hazan, which means if the Hazan is a Hakam, meaning that he knows that his Nakdishach is being said not only to fulfill his obligation, but to fulfill the obligation of the Sibur, meaning those that are unable to say it, and he's saying it loud enough above the volume of the kahal in order that everybody can hear the Hazan's voice distinctively, then of course it's better for the fellow in the Amidah to be silent, listen to the Hazan who's loud enough that he can hear him distinctively, and he's having kavanah to be motzi him, then certainly it's better to be quiet and listen and to be yotzei nakdishach. However, if it's clear that the Hazan does not know this law and he's saying the nakdishach in a low murmur and the kadosh, kadosh, kadosh also, he's just saying it with the sibur, he's not saying it out loud, then there is no purpose for the fellow in the Amidah to stop his Amidah because he's really not gaining anything. Number one, the Hazan's not having kavanah for him. Number two, he can't even hear him. So therefore, in that case, you make a judgment and you continue your Amidah. One thing is for certain, and this was brought down by Rav Chaim Palachi in his Sefer Kaf HaChayim, brought down from the Chesed La'alafim, that even the fellow that's listening to Nakdishach and the Amidah does not raise his legs or raise his feet off the ground during Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. I mean, there's no reason for him to do that. On the contrary, the Chesed Alafim says it can confuse other people that might think he's really saying Nakdishach, and they might come to say Nakdishach in the middle of the Amidah, which is a hefsek. So therefore, even if you're listening to the Nakdishach in the Tefillat Lachash, one remains grounded and does not lift his feet off the ground during the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Just to conclude, it would be good advice then for the Hazanim that know that this situation exists, that there might be people still in the Amidah that have not heard the Nakdishach, to say at least the words Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh out loud, and not to say it with the Sibur, where is that the people cannot hear the Hazan's voice distinctively. They should wait a second and say it themselves again, and so to the Pasuk Baruch Kivod Hashem Mekomo, the Hazan should say it out loud in order for those that are still in the Amidah, they'll be able to hear the Hazan's voice.